Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. So excited to be here. I wanted to do a little series, kind of mini series per se, in the month of May, just on mindset shifts. And we've kind of started just getting into that with just mental health awareness, but really our mind and our mindset is so huge when it comes to the goals that we set for ourselves or just actually starting something, which is huge. So many people plan, but a lot of times we never start. So today I wanted to speak on mindset shifts or preparing for the unknown. And I think just calling it preparing for the unknown within itself kind of talks a little bit about how we can kind of over-prepare sometimes for things that just aren't even that big of a deal, or we can kind of get into our head too much and cause ourselves not to excel or not to start, especially in the early stages of launching a new initiative or starting a new goal. So I wanted to talk today a little bit on preparing for the unknown. A couple of tips I wanted to give just for how we kind of tackle or get our head in the game when it comes to going into new territory or to just something new that's different for us that we haven't started yet, that we want to start, that we want to sustain, what have you. And I think the first thing I would say is, in the most simplest form, is just chill. Like, just chill, relax. As I always say, get grounded. It's so important because a lot of times we can overwork ourselves so much. We can get in our head with the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, or what could happen, what could go wrong, what happens if this goes this way, what happens if this doesn't happen the way we think, you know? And in that, we kind of cripple ourselves and scare ourselves. And a lot of times we create a fear that may not even need to exist in the first place. So a big one I always say is just you have to kind of chill. So finding whatever it is that you do to help you kind of get grounded, to be mindful, to set yourself up to kind of succeed, but just to kind of have some clarity in yourself to know that, okay, these are thoughts. It's okay to have thoughts, but to consciously say, I'm not going to dwell on these thoughts. So not what could go wrong, but what could go great, what could go well. Thinking of that, what could you learn from the opportunity? So really making that little shift from what could go wrong is a big one, and just relaxing. So that's my first tip for kind of preparing for the unknown. The second one is kind of goes into with the whole chill or get grounded. It's kind of search for your hangups. Search from those crippling beliefs that you may have in yourself that keep repeating themselves. These are kind of patterns that we might have in our thinking that may be maladaptive that repeat over and over in ourselves in life. And it could be a variety of reasons. It could be from something that happened in our past and a story that we told ourselves due to an event that happened to us that we keep replaying. Whether it's thinking you're not good enough, it could be thinking you're too old to start something, thinking that you don't have the resources, always being a person that starts stuff and never finishes. Why do those things exist for you? Or why do you have those patterns? Just kind of looking and digging a little bit deeper. This may be something you need to do with your spiritual advisor. This may be something you do on your own. This may be something you talk about with a friend or a colleague, a therapist. The possibilities are endless. But look for your hangups or things that kind of stop you or slow you down or the ways in which you kind of get in your own head. And so that's what I always say, kind of look for those patterns that you have for yourself. And what are your specific hangups? Okay. Third tip I have for preparing for the unknown is resist the urge to overplan or any other form of procrastinate. A lot of times when we start to think about, okay, what could happen? You know, like we said, what could go wrong? We're trying to shift from what could go well. Resist the urge for feeling like you are planning for every single thing that could go wrong. Yes, I understand we have to have a plan A, a plan B, and sometimes a plan C. But are you putting so much into the plan? Are you putting so much into the planning that you're not implementing? Are you putting so much into the planning and the backside that you're not moving into action? Are you doing so much research that you're never implementing? Look at those things and see what are some of those ways. Like we said, search for your hangups. But a lot of times our hangups are things that cripple us. So look at those ways that you personally start to procrastinate. And a lot of times when it's the unknown, it's people over planning. Just because you're kind of getting in your head and overthinking and dwelling about it. So really resist the urge to just overplan and to procrastinate. And I'm not saying don't plan. So we still have to plan. We still have to have kind of a framework from which we're working from so that things are just not all loosey-goosey everywhere and we're just going every which way. So to resist the urge to overplan, I always say look, you know, long-term. At least 3 months out, but we're also looking at what we need to do in a more micro level, like on a monthly, sometimes weekly, and then down to a daily basis. Long term, of course, we're going to start looking out, depending on your goal, 6 months to a year out. A good way to stop yourself from over planning is once you have a nice general macro level, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year out, and you have at least one level down, broken down. So if you're 3 months, it's going to be the long term, and you're breaking your goal down into 1 month increments. Once you have the 3 month, your big goal, and then you have your smaller goals, your three small goals for those each of those months within it, start, implement. You can continue to plan as you're going along, but do not stop yourself from just going and planning. Now we're planning 2 years out, 2.5 years out, and we're never starting. We're just over planning. We're down to the weeks and the days. And as you move, you'll continue to plan some of those more micro goals. So you'll continue to do your weekly goals after you've done monthly and your daily. And those things will change. You might have thought that you were going to do something 1 week. And life may have happened, and that goal may not have been what you would have been able to work on, or you might have done something differently. That's why I say we sometimes need to kind of start once we have a solid framework for a plan and do some of the micro planning as you go along. You don't have to do all of it, but just keep some wiggle room for yourself, like we said, for the unknown or just the unexpected. So resist the urge to over plan or any other form of procrastination. So once you have a kind of macro level, you have some micro, start to implement and continue to plan and tweak those smaller goals as you move along. Fourth point I have or tip I have for preparing for the unknown or expecting the unexpected is just to enjoy the journey. I don't know if that's been said enough on the Early Accountability Podcast when it comes to starting something or just doing the thing you said you always wanted to do for yourself, launching that project, trying to fight that bad habit, working on whatever domain of your wellness you feel that you need to, whether it's your career or your social relationships, your education, the possibilities are endless. But enjoy the journey. Remember that it's a journey. And do not forget to give thanks and be grateful and have gratitude just for the opportunity to experience this, just for the opportunity to go out and try something new, just for the opportunity to be uncomfortable. When we're uncomfortable, we're growing. So don't forget to give gratitude just for the opportunity that you have and that you're experiencing it and just for the uncomfortableness, because in it, you are actually growing. You are actually challenging your comfort zones. So don't forget to be grateful for that. Even though it may feel awkward at times, just know that in the end, regardless of whatever the outcome may be, whether the goal that you're implementing or executing goes the way that you would like for it to or not, there's still growth that will come from it for you. And in that, we should give thanks. So again, this is Kimmy Walker, host of the Early Accountability Podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you enjoy the episode. Again, just giving you some mindset shifts that you can take in preparing for and conquering the unknown. Again, thank you for tuning in. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.